Wisconsin, in celebration of Pabst's 100th anniversary, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents Blue Ribbon Town, starring Groucho Marx, with his glamorous guest, the 20th century Fox star, Gene Tierney.
Come on down, down to Blue Ribbon Town, where you drown your daily care.
With lovely Gene Tierney joining us in our War Bond and Service Camp tour, we have a trainload of good fun and music aboard the Blue Ribbon Town special tonight, waiting to be paid to Dorothy McKenzie, Leo Gorcey, Bill Days, Robert Armbruster, and his Blue Ribbon blenders, yours truly, Durward Kirby, and here, seated in the Pullman admiring the scenery, is our persnickety passenger, Groucho Marx.
Glad we're taking this trip. I love trains.
Me too, Faye. You know, we're pretty lucky with trains as crowded as they are these days. I'm surprised we got as much space as we did.
So am I, but really, Groucho, I haven't minded it at all, holding you on my lap for 2 days.
Was that your lap I was sitting on?
Of course.
I thought it was strange that a Pullman chair would have its legs crossed.
Groucho, do you suppose you could get up for a while and let me stretch my legs?
I'd love to, Faye, but I can't.
Why not?
There's someone sitting on my lap.
Marx! Well, Mr. Marx.
That sounds like Bill Days. How are you doing up there, Bill?
Oh, all right. Sitting on a baggage rack is not the same as an upper berth.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Ben yells at his wife for not packing his pajamas.
Oh, Groucho, look. There's Lake Michigan. My, it's choppy today. See all the white caps?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? You get near the place where they make Pabst beer, and even the lake has a head on it.
Hey, Groucho, look at the crowd of servicemen at the other end of the car. I wonder what's happening.
They're probably getting Jean Taney's autograph. I certainly made no mistake when I invited her to be our guest on this trip. Here comes the little darling up the aisle now. Neighbors, here she is, that gorgeous glamour girl from 20th Century Fox who appeals to every 20th Century wolf. Jean Taney!
Hello, Groucho. Hello, everybody.
Where have you been, Jean?
I just got back from the dining car. Oh, I had the most wonderful dinner.
You got in the dining car? I've been trying to get in there for 2 days.
Groucho, you mean you haven't been able to get any food since we left Hollywood?
How could I? The dining car is so crowded that a fella tripped on his way in yesterday and he had to wait 2 hours to fall down. Before he could get up, they threw a tablecloth over him and set 4 places on his back. but I don't care. Instead of eating, I'll just look at you and feast my eyes.
Oh, Groucho, you're so sweet.
Yes, and I'm still hungry.
You know, I think this trip was a swell idea, Groucho. I'm going to love entertaining the boys at the Naval Training Station, the Army camps, and doing the bond rally at Topeka.
And don't forget our little jaunt up to Milwaukee. I'm really going to enjoy helping the Pabst people celebrate their 100th anniversary.
That's certainly nice of you, Groucho. Maybe in a few years, they'll do the same for you.
Say, Groucho.
Bobby Armbruster, what's on your musical mind?
Groucho, I don't want to complain, but I hope I can get better accommodations on the way back.
But, Bobby, I got you a whole compartment.
Well, don't you think that one compartment is kind of small for 24 musicians?
Not if you don't play any big numbers.
But, Groucho, every time we rehearse, the slide trombone player knocks out the fiddle section.
Well, if you opened up a window, we could slide his trombone out that way.
We tried that yesterday.
Well, what happened?
His trombone picked up every mailbag between Albuquerque and Wichita.
Hey, Moxie, where are you?
Well, if it isn't Pap's bad boy, Leo Gorcey.
Hiya, Moxie, what are you here from the engineers?
Just a choo-choo, baby. Did you want to talk with me, Leo?
Nah, I don't want to converse with you. I must be forced to decline my conversation to our glorious, luscious, and future's guest, Gene Tunney.
In this corner, Gene Tunney. Gorcey, this is Gene Tierney. She's no boxer.
That's what you think. The dame's a knockout.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gorcey. And I also want to thank you for getting me into the dining car.
Don't mention it, fair lady. Your wish is my demand.
Listen, my crude Casanova, just how did you manage to get into that crowded dining car?
That was easy. Nothing to it. I just told him the conductor was my old man.
And I'm very grateful to you, Mr. Gorcey, for seeing that my luggage was handled so carefully.
There was nothing. Nothing at all. I did that the same way. Just told him the conductor was my old man.
Hey, that's a good trick, Gorsey. Whatever made you think of that?
The conductor is my old man.
Happy anniversary to you. 100th anniversary, it's true. Happy anniversary, dear Pappas. Happy anniversary to you. Oh, 33.
Oh, thanks for the song, Groucho. That was just in the right spirit. After all, we don't want to get too serious at our 100th anniversary celebration here at Milwaukee. It'll be a long, long time before our next 100-year party. But there's one thing we do think we ought to say. For a full century, our company has grown and prospered because we've always brewed and sold quality beers. Beers that were honestly made. Beers that were honestly sold. Premium beers that have made fast and loyal friends all over the world. Today, you enjoy the best beer that all our 100 years of brewing skill can produce. Pabst Blue Ribbon, a delicious blend of 33 fine brews with the smooth, satisfying flavor that only full-flavor blending can achieve. And now, as we enter our second 100 years, we want to reaffirm our pledge and our promise that whenever you buy Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, wherever you buy it, it will continue to be the finest beer we know how to make. Rich and smooth and mellow. A master blend of fine ingredients and a century of skill. A beer to order with confidence and serve with pride. That is Pabst Blue Ribbon. Well, friends, the trip to Milwaukee speeds on as Faye McKenzie and the Blue Ribbon Blenders make their way aboard the Surrey with the Fringe on top from Oklahoma.
Chicks and ducks and geese at a Surrey, when you take me out in the Surrey, when you take me out in the Surrey with the Fringe on top. Nosey folks will keep to their shutters and their eyes will fall. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care too much. Come along, come along, better hurry. Come along, not a care, not a worry.
When I take you in the Surrey
with the Fringe on top.
Let's get out, folks. Here's our hotel. Come on, let's go inside. I'm cold. You know, Jean, the thermometer is it 10 below?
Oh, I love cold weather. I'm not even cold at 20.
I wasn't cold when I was 20 either.
But, Groucho, I don't see how you can be cold. You don't even have goose flesh.
Of course I don't have goose flesh. I'm so cold the geese flew south for the winter.
You should have brought along some warmer clothing, Groucho.
Warmer clothing? I brought 7 suits of long woolen underwear.
7 suits of long underwear?
Yes, but I don't like them. They're creeping up on me.
Well, why don't you pull them down?
I would, but I don't know which of the 7 is creeping up. I think it's number 4 on the itch parade.
Oh, Groucho.
Oh, well, scratch it. It's good either way.
Oh, Groucho, you're always joking. Don't you care seriously about anything?
Yes, Eugene. No one but you, Jean. Eugene, I could have sworn I was talking to a girl. Well, let's go in the hotel. The manager's waiting to greet us.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm the manager of the hotel. Glad to see you, Mr. Marks. All your rooms are ready. That is, they would be if we had any rooms. But never mind, we'll find some place for you. Have a nice trip.
Well, I had
Glad you did. But everybody seems to have a nice trip when they take a trip, especially if it's a nice one. That's what I always say. Isn't that what you always say?
Not always. Sometimes
yes,
I...
Yes, but isn't that just another way of saying the same thing? Oh, my. That's Jean Tierney, the movie star, with you, isn't it? My, she's beautiful. Wish my wife looked like that. She doesn't, though. The old battle axe has a profile you could chop wood with. Well, a room clerk will take care of you.
Audience.
Room clerk will take care of you. I want you to know it's been a pleasure to listen to you two and all your Hollywood gossip. Goodbye.
At the speed he talks, I'll bet his mother was frightened by a tongue sandwich. Well, there's the room clerk. I'll talk to him. Excuse me. My name is Marks. Groucho Marks.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to apologize. We can't all be lucky.
You have some reservations for me, I hope?
Oh, yes, yes. Here are the keys for you and your party.
Thank you.
Oh, pardon me, miss, but aren't you Gene Tierney, the movie star?
Yes, I'm in pictures.
Oh, gee, you're one of my favorites. I'm going to give you an extra special room.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yes, that's very kind of you. You know, I happen to be in pictures,
too. We sure are honored to have you with us, Miss Tierney. You know, I'm going to give you the best room in the hotel. In fact, I'm seriously thinking of giving you the hotel.
Thank you so very much.
I said my name was Marx, Groucho Marx. You've probably seen
that's
me
all
in
all right,
bed.
Just lie there in the corner. You know, Miss Tierney... You know, Miss Tierney, I...
Any particular corner?
I've always wanted to meet you, Miss Tierney. You're my idea of a perfect cover girl.
Oh, Groucho, are you a cover girl? Yes, I am. How can you be a cover girl, Groucho? Well, every time a girl sees me, she runs for cover. Ha ha! Oh, Groucho, you get on my nerves. No, you get on my nerves. You've got the stepladder.
Well, Groucho, I think I'll go to my room. I'll see you later.
See me later? Why, Jean, are you asking me to call on you?
If I ask, would you accept?
I'll accept.
Then I'm not asking.
You know, now it's plenty below.
Hiya, Moxie. Hiya, Jeannie.
Hiya, hiya.
Well, here I am. Don't worry about a thing. All ready to take you to dinner. I just went downstairs in the dining room and I got everything all deranged.
Well, I couldn't think of a better man for the job.
Thank you, Leo. I'll be down in just a few minutes.
Hey, Moxie, you ought to see the swell rooms I got. I'm in a bridal suit.
You mean the bridal suite? Suite.
You're kind of cute yourself.
Say, wait a minute, Gorsky. With rooms so hard to get, how did you ever rate the bridal suite?
Yeah, it was easy. I just told him the manager of the hotel was my old man.
Gorsky, I don't understand this. You got all that service in the train because you said your father was the conductor. Now you tell me your father's the manager of the hotel.
Can I help it if my old man can't hold a job?
Hey, Kirby, have you seen anything about Tenor Bill Days? Is he still in his room?
No, Groucho.
Star eyes, that to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill their promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the sky. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are. Your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are. Star eyes, how lovely.
Gene, that sentimental song brings back such memories.
Memories, Groucho?
Yes, memories. You know, Gene, it was just 100 years ago that Pabst got started as the little brewery on the hill here in Milwaukee.
100 years ago? Were you there, Groucho?
What do you think I am, a century plant?
I was only teasing. I bet Milwaukee in those days was quite a rough and tumble town.
Yes, in 1844, Milwaukee was a typical pioneer outpost. defending itself from Indian raids and living by the code of the six-shooter.
Sounds terribly exciting.
It was. Well, just the thought of it brings out the fighting pioneer blood in me. Oh, give me a horse and a rifle. Preferably a horse who knows how to shoot a rifle.
A horse and rifle. Somehow I can't picture you with either one.
Is that so? Well, I used to spend 2 hours every day in the saddle. Then one day, a terrible thing happened.
What's that?
Somebody put a horse under it. just thinking about Milwaukee of 100 years ago excites me. You know, I come from pioneer stock.
I never knew that, Groucho.
Oh, yes. I was born in a log cabin with a red roof. Medical history proves that I was the only baby ever to be born with a red roof. But I was meant for those good old pioneer days of Milwaukee, where men were men and women were women. I guess they're pretty much the same today.
Groucho, what's that dreamy look that suddenly come over you?
Ah, Gene, I can just see myself living in the Milwaukee of 100 years ago. A brave young pioneer making his way, fighting, living, loving.
Milwaukee, 100 years ago, a sprawling, dusty pioneer town. And out of the west comes a man, riding, riding, riding. A man who is the rootinest, tootinest, shootinest pioneer that ever fell off a horse. G. Boone Marks. And spying a beautiful Indian girl, he draws his horse to a stop. And with a grim look of determination on his face, asks the one question that has been on his mind for months. The one question that may well end his 200-mile journey by horseback.
Excuse me, Indian girl, but do you know where I could buy a box of Kleenex?
How, stranger? How, stranger?
I don't know how. That's why I'm asking you.
You don't understand. White man, how mean hello in Indian language? What's that, white man?
That means hello in any man's language. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm G. Boone Marks, the roughest, toughest pioneer in these here parts. What's your name, Injun gal?
Me called Sunset in the Evening.
Is that so? I knew your father, Broma Seltzer in the Morning.
Please do not make fun of me. Me a Blackfoot Indian.
Well, you wouldn't have that trouble if you wore shoes.
Oh, you no understand. Blackfoot, very rich Indian tribe. Me have hundreds and hundreds of fine cows.
Yes, you also have a couple of mighty fine calves. That's the wrong dress for that joke. Yes, you're a... Yes, you're a mighty party Injun gal. Stick around, I'll see you later. I gotta go in the hotel here and freshen up.
Be careful, stranger. Hotel have many tough men. No like strangers.
Is that so? Then I'll go in a shooting. Here I go.
Careful there, stranger. You just grazed my head. I said careful there. You just grazed my head again.
Hey, I think I'll bring my horse over. Your head makes mighty fine grazing.
You're getting too gay, stranger. It ain't a healthy for dudes like you in Milwaukee.
Shucks, I don't have to worry. I'm the best shot in Milwaukee.
You are?
Yeah. I'm the only man in town who can shoot the yolk out of a new-laid egg without disturbing the hen. Some yolk, eh, kid?
I say there, would you care for a glass of beer?
Must be English ale. Why, thanks, Why, thanks, partner, but how come you're giving out free beer?
I just started a brewery, the Pabst Brewery. And I want people to get to know my beer. I make it myself. Down the street, in that building with the flat roof.
Flat roof? The only building I see has a big round dome on it.
Oh, darn, I put too much yeast in my beer again.
Neighbors, the founder of Pabst really wasn't an Englishman. That's the only dialect Armbruster can do. And there's nothing Armbruster won't do for an extra $3.
Stranger. I wait for you outside, but you don't come. Don't you like Indian girls?
Like you? I'm plumb crazy about you, Indian gal. Marry me.
Me don't know whether me should marry with you. Me always wanted man who look 'em heap strong, heap handsome.
Well, don't I look heap strong, heap handsome?
No, you just look 'em like heap.
Oh, I see. I just gave your horse a sample of my beer, and he loved it.
Partner, are you plumb loco? You can't give beer to a horse.
Why not? He's off the wagon.
Well, I guess that wagon must have been a schooner. Injun gal, I love you. I'm mad about you, my little prairie flower.
Me liking you too, mustache man. You want him, kiss him, Injun girl?
Reckon I do want him. Pucker up, my little Injun. I'll collect later.
Oh, me like him that. Kiss him some more. Kiss him. Kiss him, little Injun.
Sounds like my engine's getting overheated. I hope I don't lose track of her.
Injun girl like you, want to marry with you, be your squaw.
Yep, and we'll have a lot of proposes. Oh, never mind, we'll raise pigs. I love you, Injun gal. Kiss me some more.
Wait a minute. Look him who's coming down the street.
Stratum, that's in Illinois. This is Wisconsin.
It is my boyfriend, Black Louis. He is most bad man in Milwaukee. He kill everyone who makes friend with me.
Hey, get away from that Injun girl or I'll plug you.
Hold on there. I'm G. Boone Marks. I'm a mighty tough hombre.
Yeah, well, I'm Black Leo. I'm a mighty tough hamburger myself.
Listen, Black Leo. What'd you do, put mustard on the hamburger? Listen, Black Leo, or Louie, whatever your name is. I love this here gal, too. Let's talk it over, man to man. Here, have a smoke.
Thanks.
Match?
Nah, ain't no sissy. I light my smokes with my gun.
Aren't you afraid you'll shoot your nose off?
Not me. Oh, well, things didn't smell any too good around here anyway.
I say, would you like another glass of my beer?
Well, it's great beer, partner, but not now. There's trouble a-brewing.
In that case, I must be off. Well, ta-ta, pip-pip, cheerio, and number 10, Downing Street.
Not Downing Street, Downing Beer, isn't it?
Look here, Jeep. Look here, Jeep, Boone Marks. Nobody takes a girl away from Black Leo without getting massacred. At the last gunfight I was in, I got my man and both the hand and the foot with one bullet.
Now, how could you do that?
He was putting his socks on at the time.
Please do not fight over me. Indian girl does not want man to die because of her.
They don't care. I'm a shooting.
And I am a shooting.
No, no. Stop.
Don't try to stop us, Injun gal. We're a shooting.
Well, go ahead and shoot.
Okay, I'm a shooting $2.
I got you covered.
And I. Yes, and I got you covered.
But what about Injun girl?
You got a blanket. Go cover yourself.
Before we get together on a song, I'd like to remind all our neighbors that there are just 2 days left before the close of the $50,000 Pabst Post-War Employment Awards competition. As many of you know, the Pabst Awards have been established in observance of the 100th anniversary of the founding of our business, which we are celebrating tonight. And they are offered for the best and most practical plans for solving the broad problems of post-war employment in the United States. Thousands of entries have already been received, and additional contestants all over the country are putting the finishing touches on their manuscripts before mailing them to the awards committee. All entries must be postmarked not later than midnight on February 7th, the day after tomorrow, and must comply with the official rules by which all contestants will be bound. And so, to all those contestants who have already sent in their post-war employment plans, and to those whose entries will be sent in before the contest deadline, our sincere thanks for helping us in our endeavor to make a real and permanent contribution toward a better post-war America through the Pabst Post-War Employment Award. Well, getting back to Blue Ribbon Town, a couple of months ago, we introduced an original song on this program, which our neighbors showered with praise. And we're very happy to tell you that the song is just being published, and our entire gang is standing by to sing it for you now.
If the waiter in a cafe doesn't bring a thing you order,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If your wife, he rents the guest room to a most unwelcome boarder,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If your favorite manicurist just has time to do one hand, and whenever you buy spinach, they keep putting in more sand, and the streetcars are so crowded, even men are forced to stand.
Don't forget there's a war going on.
If you're slightly short of gasoline and can't go very far,
don't forget there's a war going on.
And you're paying now for herring what you paid for caviar,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If all the girls with whom you used to bill and coo and pet have joined the spas, the wax and waves, and so the one you get was chosen Miss America when General Grant was her cadet.
Don't forget there's a war going on.
If you're beefing at conditions and you feel inclined to hoard,
don't forget there's a war going on.
And you made a few false statements to the local racing board,
don't forget there's a war going on.
As our boys go off to foreign lands to fight courageously,
let's keep helping them rid nations from the bonds of slavery.
Keep on buying bonds for freedom till the final victory.
Keep on backing the attack.
Groucho, isn't it nice to be back in 1944?
Well, engine girl, I kind of wish we'd have stayed in 1844 a little longer.
Longer?
Yes, at least until after March 15th. There were no income tax blanks to try to figure out in them bar days.
Well, it's been a lot of fun helping you celebrate Pabst's 100th anniversary, Groucho.
We enjoyed having you, Jean, and don't forget you're going to be with us at Fort Sheridan.
Oh, I won't forget, and I'm looking forward to it,
and
too.
And you're also going to be with us when we broadcast from Peoria next Saturday in celebration of Pabst's 100th anniversary.
But, Groucho, didn't we just finish celebrating Pabst's 100th anniversary?
Not quite. You see, 100th anniversary means you keep celebrating for 100 years.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'd better go home now and get some beauty sleep. I don't want people telling me I look like an old hag in 2044.
There's not much chance, Jeannie, my queenie. Good night, neighbors, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
So don't forget, next week, Groucho Marx and Company's lovely Jean Tierney, again as our guest, will be coming at you from Peoria, Illinois. So help us celebrate, and come on down. Yeah.